Hello, how's it going?
Hi, Zach is dumb.
No, you're pretty stupid.
You're pretty stinky.
No, you're pretty terrible.
No.
Well, so I made you watch a Star Wars movie.
Was terrible. I suffered
Did
a
you
lot.
actually hate it?
I just didn't care.
Oh, okay. All right, well. As you can hear, I made Lindsay watch Star Wars: The Force Awakens, which technically isn't, the first Star Wars movie she's seen, because
I've seen the OG
you've
trilogy.
seen the OG trilogy, you saw the prequels, right? Or did you not?
Yeah, but I was really young with all of, like, watching all of those.
Right.
I think my dad made me watch the original before when the prequel came out so that I would understand.
Oh, no way, really.
Because my dad and my brother really liked Star Wars.
Does your brother still like Star Wars?
I think
Okay.
so. I mean, he's nerdy, so.
Then definitely.
I mean, I'm sure he talks enough about superhero movies, magic movies. Star Wars is in there somewhere.
Okay, well, and a lot and a couple of your friends really like Star Wars too.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and formally apologize to Kayla and Emily because I know I'm going to get so much shit for this. I'm going to get, like, banned as their friend.
Okay, so I mean you're a noted Star Wars skeptic.
Yeah.
You've seen the original trilogy, you've seen the prequel trilogy, but you hadn't seen The Force Awakens.
No, I don't
And
care.
leading up to it, before we started watching it, you didn't know that it was like mostly new characters. There, I mean, there were some old
No,
characters.
I knew.
You did know?
Here's what I knew.
Okay.
I follow a lot of pop culture,
Sure.
and so I think that because I follow a lot of, like, celebrity news or movie news or whatever, even if I haven't seen the movie, I have a general idea. So I knew about Kylo Ren and Rey, and plus Emily talked and Kayla talk about this movie all this franchise all the time. So, like, I knew Han Solo came back. I knew he died. Spoilers. Don't care.
Honestly, spoiler, if you had need a spoiler alert for a movie that came out 3 years ago,
Go fuck
a
yourself.
Star Wars movie, then you shouldn't.
So, yeah. I knew enough. Space battles and pew-pews. Pew-pews.
You knew enough not to care about this movie either.
I just don't care. And the whole 2 hours, I still didn't care. I asked you a lot of
So, okay,
questions.
all right, so now that we've prefaced that you're not a Star Wars person, you just don't really care.
Not my movies.
All that being said, were there things about this movie that you liked?
I thought the humor in the beginning was funny when he says, "Got a boyfriend, a cute boyfriend," when Finn says that.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I also, though, like, the whole time, I feel like the humor was just misplaced. It's like, here's some humor, ha-has. And then it's like, serious, 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 serious. Here's another joke. Oh, back to being serious. And it's like, like, maybe I'm just too used to, like, Avengers comedy, which I know is not the same movie, but it's like,
Sure.
at least with the serious things that are happening, you get some sarcasm throughout the whole thing. Like, you can't just randomly be sarcastic. And, like, Finn's face the whole time is just, like, confused, angry. Like, he doesn't know what the fuck is happening. He doesn't know what's. He's mostly a little bitch. Sorry, Finn, but you're a little bitch. And, like, you're in love with Rey after 2 seconds, which I'm just not buying. It's like neither of them ever had friends. And I get it. You're in a galaxy and a different planet. And, like, you really don't have friends. But you don't just hug after not seeing each other for 3 hours, like you haven't seen each other for your whole life. And then, like, fall in love and yell someone's name when they get captured. Like Stella in fucking Tennessee Williams' Streetcar Named Desire. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it.
Ray.
Yeah, it's not my thing. So,
Yeah.
I mean, the humor was nice, and, like,
Did you like any of the action, or did you just not care?
I mean, I typically really like action movies, but I
Sure.
just don't care. I just, like, I have no feelings about the action of this movie. It feels forced. Like we talked about, it just feels like a repeat of the story, the first story.
It is. I mean, it is. It's basically, it's essentially a fucking retread of A New Hope.
I didn't like that movie either.
Did you like, okay, so that's, did you like any of the Star Wars movies? Like any of the six that you'd seen before this?
No.
Yeah.
God, I feel like so many people are going to be like, what?
Yeah. No, it doesn't really matter.
I never cared. I tried. I wanted to be a cool, nerdy girl in middle school when I wore my JNCO jeans and my Evanescence t-shirts.
You thought Star Wars would be a part of that?
Oh, I thought I would be cool enough to pass as a nerdy, cool skater chick, but no.
Well, clearly you can't be if you didn't like Star Wars.
I didn't care. I respect the franchise. I respect the fandom, I guess.
See, I don't.
Well,
I don't respect the fandom because they feel like they own it.
Like, I respect don't really. The fact that people like this, like sci-fi stuff. Like, I think that's fine. I mean, I love Harry Potter, and I think it's way better. And I will go on record saying that forever, just to piss off more Star Wars fans. Anyway, I am just saying, like, that's cool. I like the pop culture references. I think in the 70s, it was probably a huge deal.
True.
And, like, I get it. And I actually probably learned most of it about it after I watched it, watching those VH1 I Love the 70s stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
I learned Star a lot Wars, about yeah. pop culture watching that growing up, and I'm glad I did. And I'm glad I can appreciate it. I just have literally zero interest in the Star Wars. All of it.
The whole universe.
Even just... though I even liked Natalie Portman way back then. I thought she was really pretty, and I was young.
Queen Amidala.
Yeah, I thought her lipstick game was cray.
It was in those first, in the prequel movies. Her shit was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. And so, I wanted to like it. I thought Anakin was cute. I remember
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, because I was like,
he was real.
When did
he
this
was,
come out?
1999, 2002, and 2005.
99, I was 8. 2002, right. I was 11, and 95, I was 14. I didn't see the last one. I definitely didn't see the last one.
You didn't see Revenge of the Sith?
No, I didn't see that one.
That's when he goes full bad.
Yeah, I got too old for that shit. At that point, no one was making me go see it. So
yeah, that's when he legit turns into Darth Vader.
Yeah, I knew about it. I knew what happened, but I didn't see it.
Gotcha. Well, no, I mean, that's fair. You don't have to... I mean, nobody... You don't have to care about Star Wars.
Is Natalie Portman his love interest?
She is, yeah, she
I
is.
I can't remember.
She is.
Mom or his love.
No, she is, yeah, because she gives birth to Luke and Leia and then dies.
Right.
Okay. She dies from a broken heart.
That's literally. I remember.
That's literally what episode 3 says.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think I get it. Here's why.
Really? That's, yeah.
I want to say it in every episode.
You want to say the title of the podcast in every episode?
I do.
You don't have to.
I want people to follow.
I think they'll know.
I think that we were making a lot of parallels while I was watching this. Like, Harry Potter-wise, and, like, the different, like, how the good and the bad character are of the same. They just choose different paths.
Yeah.
And it's like Harry Potter and Voldemort, and it's like, you know, fucking... Any kind of like...
Any movie where a good guy is chasing a bad guy.
Yeah.
They're like, we're the same.
But you said The Heat.
Right. Oh, Heat. The movie Heat?
Heat, not
The Heat. The Heat?
Okay. Whatever.
That's a different movie.
I'm sorry.
No, the movie Heat with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
There's an entire scene where they sit down in a coffee shop and they're like, we're the same. Just, I'm good and you're bad.
Right. So, and what I said when this was over was that, like, okay, so basically this movie was just for the fandom so that they could see Han Solo, Leia, C-3PO, R2-D2.
Well, that was a lot of the criticism of the movie when it came out, was this movie was only fan service.
Right, because the storyline doesn't make any sense. As a person who's, like, not cared about the story that much, I watch it, and first of all, the, like, weird love interest between Rey and Finn out of nowhere, and... Also, young Bruce Campbell saves Finn. Or Finn saves him.
By young Ash. By young Bruce Campbell, you mean Oscar Isaac.
Yes, but he looks like Ash in Evil Dead.
Poe Dameron.
Poe Boy is what I was trying to call him. old Poe Boy. Like, Finn saves him, and they've known each other for, like, literally... maybe an hour in real time when they crash.
Yeah.
And then Finn's all like, oh no, he's dead because the sand ate the thing.
Right.
I'm going to take his jacket.
Right.
And then an hour later, they see each other again and they hug. And it's like, okay, No, it's like, why are you rushing this? Like, and I know it's not real life. I know it's not. But at least in magic movies like Harry Potter, I'm not comparing. I'm comparing. At least they humanize these people a little bit. Like, I don't give a fuck about you right now because guess what? We're in the middle of a war. And, like, I know friendships are probably hard to come by, but...
In the Star Wars galaxy.
I'm just saying, I can work a shift with someone at a brand new job one night and be like, that person was really cool. And then, you know, maybe not see them for two more days and then be like, I'm not going to be like, that person was my best friend.
You're not going to hug them. No. You're not going to run up to them and hug them.
No.
You're not going to say, I thought you were dead. I didn't see you in 2 days.
No, I'm going to be like, oh shit. Hey, do you remember the time we spent together? It's cool you're alive. Do you want to come with us or are you doing your own thing? Like, also, if I were Rey and Finn was so obsessed with me, I'd be like, okay. I think she is.
Take it down a notch, guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's one thing that I think was rushed and dumb. And, I mean, Han and Leia, which I said, like, oh, he's nice to her now because he was originally a fucking dick. Sorry, all those Han Solo lovers.
No, I don't think that's disputed. He was a real fucking cad.
Yeah.
In the original trilogy.
I know that's like supposed to be what makes him cool, but Leia was way cooler.
Well, of course.
And like everyone was like, oh, he's so great.
But in like the 70s and 80s, you know, Han was like the prototypical, just like,
yeah,
you wanted like the cool guy, the cool fucking like standoffish, just like. Yeah. Like, you know, he doesn't really care. He doesn't care that much.
I mean, at least in Indiana Jones.
Aloof. He was the classic aloof hero.
He's like the same in Indiana Jones, but at least when he like kind of mocks the women they get him with are like mean too. And
right.
Like, don't give a shit about him. I mean, like they make out and shit, but I don't know. I'm just not buying it. And then Leia's like so sweet in this one. She's so sweet.
I think it's just because they're older, you know? And they had a kid together.
Yeah, but that's another thing that's like just rushed. Like, oh, here's the bad guy. He's our kid.
That's theoretically not rushed because there were like 30 years in between the like, you know, what is it? Return of the Jedi. Yeah. And so that part wasn't technically rushed because they did have that history between them.
Oh, yeah, another thing. Okay, heard. Anyway, and another thing.
Heard, noted, don't care. Moving on.
Anyway, at the end, and I asked you, okay, so is Kylo Ren just like obsessed with Rey now? He doesn't even give a fuck about the map to find Luke Skywalker? Like, okay, so here's this person who's focused on his mission. Then he just becomes obsessed with Rey, like Finn, join the club. And then like, he's like, I have to kill you now because you have the Force probably. Because I can't mind rape you. And she's like, oh, the Force? What? And then she takes a little mini nap while they're like sword to sword. Hot gun to hot gun. What is it?
Hot knife.
Hot knife to hot knife.
While they're hot knife to hot knife.
Yeah, and she just like closes her eyes, which, okay. I wish Kylo Ren would have been like,
Did you pass out?
Confused. And then she's like, oh, the Force, thank you for allowing me to channel it just now watching
so I can get the upper hand. So I can get the upper hand.
And then, you know, whatever, it's so symbolic and the planet splits in half or whatever.
Yeah.
The ground halves. But it's like,
look at this canyon between us.
And it's like, okay, so now he's obsessed with her and less obsessed with where Luke's located. But then I guess in the second one, you told me a little bit about it, which I will not be watching.
No, I won't make you watch another Star Wars movie after this.
Y'all, I just don't care. And I tried. And I know my friends care. And I just don't.
But what is it about the movies that specifically rubs you the wrong way? Is it the spacey stuff? Is it the, like, as you earlier mentioned so eloquently, the pew pew of it all? Or is it something different? Is it the characters? You don't like any of the characters or what?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, I feel like when you're young and stuff is like, you're told something so great and you have to like love it because of the pop culture around it.
Sure, right.
And then you just don't get it.
Right.
And I mean, I was probably like 8. So, I had to watch them
Yeah.
And I just wasn't into it. And then because I remembered them and like watched lots of stuff or references in pop culture about them to like help me sustain that memory of what I watched, it's like, yep, I remember not caring. And now that I've keep hearing about the story, I still don't care. And I mean, it's hard to get an 8-year-old. I mean, for boys, I mean, not to be like gender specific, but like I know a lot of boys when they're 8 are totally into that kind of stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
But me, when I was 8, and I'm sure girls are too. I'm not trying to be like one way or the other. But for me, when I was 8, I liked a lot of typical girly stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
I liked dumb movies. I loved like my size Barbie dolls. Like I liked.
Yeah.
I mean, I really wanted to be a tomboy. I remember Kayla, if you're listening, she was a tomboy. Mm-hmm. Credit to her.
Right.
And I was really jealous of that. But they also, anyone who knew me when I was 8 can credit to the fact that I was a very girly and like not into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like I just wasn't. And I tried and I wasn't into it. So it's like, I mean, I feel like it's anyone who's forced to watch something they don't care about, and then I think they kind of ride it off. And even if I go back and try to watch it to like see if I missed something or I could understand it better as an adult, I just don't, because I still know all the pop culture references. So
I personally can't picture you wanting to go back and watch the original Star Wars trilogy.
No, I know. I think it's important. For me, it is important to understand pop culture references. Mm-hmm. I think it makes you a cooler person and a more rounded human being. It does. It helps you have conversations with people. It helps you, like...
Whereas if you don't pay attention to any of the pop cultural zeitgeist, you're like a loser.
Well, I just think it doesn't keep you... Like, people love to talk about movies and shows.
Sure.
And actors and all that shit. So it's like, I'm sorry, but if you can't have a conversation about Star Wars, then I don't think that you're probably a very interesting person. Because what else can you not have a conversation about? You don't know about...
Well, that's more people just like, I'm above all that shit.
Yeah, and I don't buy
that. There's a lot of people like, with contrarian, deliberately contrarian fucking views. Like, yeah. You like Star Wars? Ooh.
Like, I also don't love The Simpsons, but right. I know I've watched plenty and I know references to it. Like, I want to be able to be well-rounded. I want to talk about the stuff, but it's like, now that I know all the pop culture references, why do I ever need to watch
movies? You also, and you also don't love Seinfeld, but I'm really working on that because we've been watching it and you've been laughing at it. I've seen you, so.
Shh, no, I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
Anyway, I just, the acting was fine. Except Harrison Ford. I think he was just like, I don't give a fuck.
I think he was just tired.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't either. You're going to get stupid point, money to reprise a role that you are sick of.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm excited for Donald Glover.
Well, that's so, like, that's the origin story of the Han Solo. That's like young Han Solo shit.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know what it's about. About his character. I don't know.
Whose character?
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover in the movie Solo is like a young Lando Calrissian.
I don't know who that is.
But you do, because I told you who it is.
Mm-mm. We're three.
I mean, you do.
We're three tequila drinks deep.
Right? No, that's not even what the issue is. I told you like before we started watching The Force Awakens, who Lando Calrissian is. You're just
I don't recall. Sorry.
Okay, well, regardless of that. Wait, no. You're not even going to see Solo.
No.
You don't care, because it's a Star Wars movie.
But I'm happy for Donald Glover...
To be in it.
To be in this movie franchise. Like, I think it's really cool.
Sure.
And I think it's... If I were an actor...
You'd want to be in the Star Wars movies. Yeah.
If they were like, we want to cast you for the Star Wars movie, we'd be like, fuck yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, because they're huge everywhere.
Yeah, like, of course, I get that. But I still just don't care about them.
No, and that's totally fair. But going back to, The Force Awakens, so we haven't even really discussed any of the plot, but I mean, it's like, it's not even really that necessary because... If you've seen the very first Star Wars movie, A New Hope, the one that came out in 77, you know what The Force Awakens is about.
Also, they give Rey this like troubled backstory, but they also hurry through it. Basically, they're like, oh, she's in denial and wants to go back to Jakku. What is it? Is that a saying?
I think it is. I think Jakku. I don't know. I don't know what the name of the planet is.
I think I got close enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's like, nope, gotta go back there. Gotta go back there. And then she holds Luke's lightsaber and sees shit. And then, like, we get to see that her parents left her. And then she cries.
Right.
And then that old lady version of Yoda that's not Yoda is like, that ain't never gonna happen, baby. And she is like, and she runs away into the forest. And then she gets taken because she's dumb. And that's when I shouted, that's why you always stay with the group.
Yeah.
Didn't you ever watch Scooby-Doo, you dummy?
Scooby-Doo.
They always say split up, and then half of them always get hurt. You never split up. Just stay together.
If Scooby-Doo taught us anything, yeah.
I mean, really. So, I just don't, like, I'm so tired of the storyline.
Star Wars, I'm just so tired.
I think that's the story with all the original characters. They're tired too.
I'm sure they are fucking tired.
I'm just so tired of a storyline that's like, troubled main character runs away from their real problems and then has to get knocked out, or like basically what everyone's been telling them the whole time, which is like, hey, like old lady Yoda is like, don't, this is what your destiny is. And she's like, nah, and she runs away. It's like, can we just have, I know movies are movies.
Just listen to the people that are telling you this is your destiny.
I mean, I know movies are movies and I get it. And even Harry Potter has this problem too, because Harry goes through his little bullshit phase.
Yeah, like, to a certain extent, you understand that all movies have to create conflict.
Right, I get it. Yeah. But it's like, could I have a conflict that's new? That's like, could someone just be like, oh, okay, that's okay. All right, that's my shit now. I mean, we live in a pretty crazy world. I guess this is pretty, I can buy this. Like, I get it. And then it's like, all right, well, I'm going to go find my friends and then we're going to have this battle.
So you want a movie where somebody is accepting of what their, for lack of a better word, destiny is. But then what after that? Like, you want them to accept that it's their destiny, but then they still have issues with
I want them that? To... Well, I think any... I
know. Okay, so if you made The Force Awakens, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you've got, like, all this, like, history to live up to, but at the same time, you don't want it to be just fan service like this movie was.
Right.
What would you have done with Rey, the character?
I would have had her acknowledge... firsthand, she's already living on her own and fucking bartering for magic food that you put in water that grows. Anyway, and she's bartering with this like chubby alien dude.
Mm-hmm.
So already she's a tough ass bitch, which we get. Like, she can fight, she can hold her own.
Right.
So I would like her weakness not to be so cliche. Like, oh, you have daddy issues, or like mommy and daddy issues, right, or abandonment issues.
Right.
Would like it to be like her head on, like, yeah, I'm here on my own because my parents fucking left me and I'm a badass because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that's my weakness.
Not I always want to go back to my planet.
Right. And so then not like you're weak and you're forced to be strong through your weaknesses. Like, be strong already. Have a weakness that's real, that's like, oh shit, I'm not sure I can like be this strong person. I respect a story more that's like, if someone's like, this is your destiny, and you're like, okay, I accept my destiny. And then you get to doing it, and then you're like a real person might be like, oh, this is a lot to take on. And you don't run from it. You're just like, hey, does anyone help me? should I train? Like, do I get to practice? Or like, am I just thrown into it? And it's like, no. You're just thrown into it and you gotta figure it out. But it's like, own it. And then your problems will still, like, she won't be the strongest. And she will have to fight Kylo Ren because he's after her. And then they will have to have a battle scene. Like, all that stuff can still happen with someone being, like, strong and owning their strengths.
But in your eyes, it can happen more organically. It doesn't have to
happen. Yeah, you don't have to force a weakness on someone to then make them strong. Like, can't people just be strong?
Right.
And then, like, have weaknesses that are, like, more realistic. Like, hey, I'm second-guessing how strong I can be. I'm insecure. Not like, no, this isn't my destiny. Right, I'm going to go back to my home. Like, okay, bitch, it has been, like, 15 years.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even remember when you were 5. You just know a fucking shit flew away.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
Did you say a fucking shit or ship?
Ship.
Oh, I thought you said, you just knew a fucking shit flew away.
I'm just saying. Like, I want a more realistic, and again, I know it's movies, but you know what? Movies can be realistic. That's why we relate to them. But I just don't want, like, a running into the forest, crying denial of, like,
mm-hmm.
in this bullshit reality. We live in space, we are at war, and there's a Death Star that can destroy planets. And some alien Yoda bitch comes up to you and is like, hey, the reason you saw that bullshit is because you are important, and it spoke to you. And then you're like, nuh-uh. Okay. Yes, honey. Baby, just shut your fucking mouth and just listen to the old lady that's yeah. like telling you this. And right. you just had a crazy trip off touching that.
Off touching the lightsaber.
I'm just saying, maybe you should not.
Like, that lightsaber gave you some fucking straight peyote shit and yes. you're gonna fucking.
Like, I feel like bored by it because it's like, okay, another storyline where we're just going to have to wait another 30 minutes before this person comes around.
Or another storyline where, oh God, we're just going to wait another couple years for the next movie to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm glad that Rey is a strong woman. And, like, you said the nerd fandom got all mad because she ends up not being, like, related to Luke Skywalker or whatever.
Spoiler.
Yeah. No. But it's like, I'm glad, but it's still, like, this weak woman. Like, just fucking make a strong woman character. And let's not have to
make a strong woman with insecurities, not a fucking strong woman that's still, like,
weak.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, I mean, we all have weaknesses. We're all human, but it's, like, there's still this problematic, like, well, she has these overly emotional denial phases, like any classic woman does, you know? And it's like, just make
women in their emotions.
Like, she's still strong, and she still kicks ass, and she still gets to be the hero, but we're still gonna give her all these cliche problems. And, I mean, Kylo Ren is really not that different. He's emo, and
yeah, he's a real
wants to impress grandpa.
He's a real teenager.
Yeah, and, I mean, again, I just wish, I guess I'm more attracted to storylines that are like, oh, here's a strong person that, like, already owns their own shit, that, like, has a real insecurity, like, hey, I'm taking a lot on right now. I'm willing to do it. I'll take it. But also, ooh. Ooh, this is a lot. Okay, let's just wing it.
All right, it's a lot, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sick of waiting 2 hours through a movie for someone to come to that realization. I wish we could have a movie that starts at that realization.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That's an interesting idea.
So,
a movie that you don't have to go through the fucking, like, growth and then denial and then acceptance.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what the first one was, right? Even with Luke.
Yeah, pretty, that's, yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's a rehash.
I don't need this strength. I mean, it's done so often. It's not just Star Wars. It's
sure.
tons of movies. But after a while, I get bored. I'm just over it. You know what? And this is a kind of a stretch of a, like, relation to this movie. But, like, in Back to the Future. Yeah, I'm bringing it up. What a great trilogy. That's right, I said trilogy.
Ugh, yeah.
Second
no.
movie. Yeah, I know, they're bad. But first one's amazing.
Well, no, they're not bad.
Yeah.
Back to the Future is a good movie.
But, I mean, you see Marty McFly, and he's like, he gets put in this position and he freaks out. But then what sure. does he do? He's just like, all right, I'll just fucking find Doc and I'll just fix it. Like, I'll figure it out. I'm going to just deal with it. And, like, he gets himself into bullshit. But it's like, that's a normal, like, I feel like that's a more relatable thing. Like, a normal human thing is like, oh shit, I'm in this position. What do I do? Okay, I'm just going to find this person I think I know. Try to convince them that they know me. And then, like, try to avoid this. Oh, I didn't avoid it. Fuck. Okay, what can I do now? And it's like, at least he's not like, I can't do this, you know? Like, he does it. He does it 3 times.
That was about a 20-second recap of the entire trilogy.
I think I did a really good job.
I think you did too.
I just played it in my head, the full thing.
Right.
20 seconds.
Right.
But that movie's so great, and, like, I love those because it's dumb fun, but it's like, I don't have to deal with Marty going through denial about the fact that he went back to the future. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's what we're starting with. This mm-hmm. is what this fucking movie is about. Yeah. Let's not deal with 30 minutes of Marty going like, oh God, I can't be here. I mean, yeah, in like the first 5 minutes, he's like, is this the 50s? I think anyone would be like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, excuse me? What happened? I'm yeah. very confused. But like, eventually he's like, okay, I guess this is what I'm doing now. And so I wish that we're going to happen in more like action movies.
Okay, well, all right. I mean, I think that's a really good, I think that's all very valid points and criticisms of the Star Wars universe series, whatever you want to call it in particular.
Yeah.
But
I think also it's important to note, because you said, yeah, if these Fantastic Beasts series brought back like Daniel Radcliffe, you would be annoyed.
And you would be.
And I would be. Yeah. And that's why I think this movie is kind of like dumb. Because yeah. it's like, you just did it to bring back Han Solo, Leia, Chewbacca, C-3PO, R2-D2, and whatever. And yes, BB was very cute. He was the best character. It was the best character.
The droid, BB-8, yeah, was the best character in the whole movie.
Yeah, he was cute. I liked him. But I think that, again, if like Harry Potter, which is one of my favorite franchises too,
mm-hmm.
if they brought back, I haven't seen any of Fantastic Beasts to be
well, there's
fair.
Only one so far. I think the second one's coming right. out this year or something like
but
that.
But if they like brought back Harry and Hermione and Ron, I'd be like, okay, why? Like, we wrapped that story up, and maybe mm-hmm. Star Wars didn't wrap it up really, but it's like, I don't need...
Well, it didn't. I mean, it wrapped it up in the extent that, like, Darth Vader died, but then the prequels came along.
Right.
And they had to show how he became Darth Vader, and then
right.
now it's mostly just, like, Disney owns the shit, and they want to fucking squeeze some money out of it.
Yeah.
Which they know they're going to be able to.
I don't need, like, nostalgia porn, I guess.
Yeah.
Is what right. I'm saying. Like... Just let that be a new movie. Make the new Star Wars their own thing. Why do we have to have Han and Chewie at all?
Sure.
And like, I get them, the idea of them, like if you mention them,
mm-hmm.
I think that's way smarter than just bringing them back. It's like, yeah, let's talk about the war hero Han Solo, or like the Jedi Master Luke Skywalker.
Right, of course.
Let's not pretend they didn't matter to the galaxy we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I think Fantastic Beasts probably does about like Dumbledore and all that stuff. But
sure.
It's like, do you need to have those actors and characters back again? No, you don't. You just wanted old people to go see the new movies, or people who love those movies, to see their favorite characters again. And you've let the story flop.
Right.
It's
okay.
not a good story. And I will argue anyone who tries to tell me it is. It's a terrible story. This movie is not good. Story is bad.
Okay.
You're welcome.
No, I mean, yeah, that's, you know, these are all valid criticisms, but so how much, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much would you recommend this movie to people that are, okay, so I guess what I'm trying to say is, say nobody has seen any of the Star Wars movies,
mm-hmm.
right? And they were like, oh, The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi. Would you be like, I feel like you should see them because of their cultural importance? Or would you just be like, no, I don't care about Star Wars. This is like the ultimate question. Would you recommend Star Wars to anybody else based on them being good movies? Or would you only recommend them just based on their cultural importance?
No, I would say you should watch the original trilogy of Star Wars to say that you've seen it.
And then leave
and
it alone.
Know, and recognize the references for your whole life, because people will make them and you need to be in the know about it.
But then after the original trilogy,
but then don't even bother. If you like it, great, go for it, Kayla, Emily. If you like it, dive right in. But if you don't, and that's
right.
like, if you feel like you need to know about Star Wars, just
right.
watch the original trilogy and call it a day.
Yeah.
People in the 70s
sure.
dealt with that and they were fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure my Uncle Tom has not seen, he might have seen the prequels because he watches a lot of TV stuff, like stuff that comes on.
Yeah, I highly doubt your Uncle Tom has seen.
Yeah, but it's like, you don't need it, you just want it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would never watch a Back to the Future remake. I would just never do it.
Yeah.
Not unless it had literally nothing to do. It had to be, no, because it had to have a different title. I wouldn't respect it. I would hate it so much. Anyway, I've seen that they've like tried to do it. IMDb had a thing that was like,
sure,
Back to the Future,
right.
2020 or
right,
something.
Right, right.
It's going to break my heart. Like, that can't be a thing. But I'm just saying, it would have to have no Marty McFly, no Doc, no nothing.
So it would just have to be a new...
A completely new movie.
Okay. All right.
Isn't there a movie that's done that? I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue, but maybe not.
A movie that's done what?
Maybe something's come back that's supposed to be like a remake, but then it's completely new. Blade Runner. Was that? Didn't
No, happen? Because it's got the...
I didn't see it.
Harrison Ford's character, Deckard.
You watched it without me.
Well, that's a whole other episode.
That was very rude.
It's a whole other episode.
Anyway. But you know, okay. I'm sure there's a movie... Isn't there one that didn't bring back the OG characters?
I mean, I can't think of any right now, but well, yeah, I'm sure there is.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I respect that more than trying to revive something that was good on its own. It stood alone. It was fine. People were happy with it.
Well, they weren't happy with the prequels.
No, but...
Right. They were happy with the original trilogy.
Yeah, they shouldn't have made the prequels. I think all of those are bad.
But then again... It is Disney, and they want to squeeze some money out of...
I think back to Disney who bought Back to the Future, too.
Did they?
I don't want to know. I don't know. I don't look into it, because I don't want to know. There's like the Clue remake. I can't even talk about it. But...
Well, that's...
Regardless, I just think these movies are like fan porn, and the story is not good.
Right.
And it's hardly funny. I chuckled... Once.
You laughed a lot at BB-8.
Well, BB-8 was cute.
You just laughed at a robot, a little ball robot having emotions.
Yeah. And he was cute.
Yeah.
I also like that his name is BB, because that's what...
BB.
Hi, BB.
Right.
It's so current and topical to name someone BB.
Hi, BB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, would not...
Would not watch it again. Would not watch another Star Wars movie.
No. I mean, again, happy about the references and stuff, but you don't need to see this one at all to understand any references.
Watch the original trilogy and then just, like, literally let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
I don't mind the Star Wars movies. They're fine. I see them.
Yeah.
I like them, but I don't care that much.
I mean, I don't think it's a movie that's supposed to be made to be taken seriously. I don't need anyone coming at me like, it's just a fun movie, because I really don't believe it's supposed to be a serious movie.
But you know, if this were a more popular podcast, people would be coming at you.
Yeah.
They'd be saying some really hateful shit.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, I understand it's just dumb fun, but also it's a huge amount of money just to be fan porn.
Like, it is that, yeah.
It's just a waste to me. It's like, I'm sorry.
Oh, the tagline. Star Wars, : a waste.
Not the originals, but this is like, yeah, it's not well made to me.
Right.
It's not like a movie I feel like they put much thought into, because they could fall back on the fact that it was fan porn.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, well, that's kind of like fuzzy how that kind of switched to there, but it's cool because Harrison Ford's in that scene, so mm-hmm. It's fine. Oh,
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, of course.
Don't forget all about it, because we're going to kill Han Solo, and then the storyline won't matter anymore, because everyone will be so shocked.
Right, of course.
And it's like, I just don't see the purpose of doing it. Like, it's just it's a waste. It's just like, okay, here's a story. It didn't matter.
Star Wars Episode 9, : a waste.
Yeah. Nothing. It doesn't matter. And the story is mediocre. And yes, I'm glad for the new actors to be able to put this on their resume. But eventually, I mean, however far you're going to... And it is Disney, so probably not. But like, at some point, it's just going to be like the Halloween movies. I'm sorry. You can lose in Carrie Fisher. You lost Han Solo. Luke Skywalker dies, right? So like,
in the last
all year, your fan porn is dying off, and so now you're just gonna get so much into it that it's like your storyline's ridiculous. Nothing makes sense anymore, and it's just gonna be like Halloween 8.
Okay, I think that is the perfect place to end.
You're welcome.
The Star Wars trilogy has become Halloween 8.
You're welcome. That's where I see it going.
Well, that was fun. I'm glad I got to listen to you take down Star Wars. I know that you hated watching a Star Wars movie, but I'm glad it happened so I could just listen to this.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I did it so that I can, like, anytime someone's like, yeah, but have you seen? I can be like, yeah, I have.
You're also probably going to hear a lot of shit from a couple of friends, but, you know.
Yeah, if they listen to it.
They probably won't.
Bitches.
They probably won't.
Yep. So that's how I feel.
Awesome. Well, cool.
I get it.
All right. Well, that was a lot of fun. Hey, yeah. Thanks for... Sorry. Well, sorry for watching Star Wars, but thanks for watching Star Wars.
It's fine. Anything for you, babe.
Cool.